the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Ever wondered whether you could successfully work full-time from home? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. After more than 35 years of working as a television news anchor, and the most recent being about 12 years as business anchor at CNN, I decided that I wanted to try working on my own. I wanted to use my knowledge regarding money to help two of the most disenfranchised groups of people when it comes to money management, that being women and people of color. Now, the first week I worked from home office that I was now sharing with my husband, Robert Morris, he sent me a welcome email that I now affectionately call Robert's Rules for Successfully Working at Home. The first line of his message said, "When working from home, you're more effective when you're balanced." It then went on to list the following suggestions. 1 hour of work at home equals 1.5 hours of work in an office. Have a beginning and an end to your day, but know that there will be exceptions to this rule every now and then. Have a hobby that takes you away from your desk now and then. In other words, take breaks, go for a walk around the block, watch a TV program, put golf balls on the carpet, or go to the gym. Don't work until you're finished. Set an end time, because there will always be just one more thing that you can do. Have a to-do list every day with priorities so that at the end of the day, the priorities have been covered. Personal email and telephone conversations are not part of your daily work priorities, so arrange to handle them in a way that doesn't have you using important business time for personal business, only to have to make up that lost time later in the day or in the evening. Enjoy the work-at-home experience and treat it with the integrity of an office environment, but with the enjoyment of being your own boss. And don't put off today what can be done today because you are worried that you won't have anything to do the next day. Working from home, success to you. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.